the Cowboys, who are in need of a slot receiver with Cole Beasley gone. I know the stiff upper lip people might say, Allen Hurns. Allen Hurns is not a slot receiver. He's an outside receiver. Now, you can line up anybody anywhere, okay? I mean, literally, you could tell Joey Gallo to catch if you wanted to, but that doesn't make him a catcher. And I don't think Hurns is anywhere near an ideal or close to ideal slot receiver. Randall Cobb was a terrific receiver for Green Bay in about 5 years ago. Now, he's only going to be 29 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't an old dude. But for years, he and Jordy Nelson were terrific as the catchers for Aaron Rodgers.
He's just limited by injuries. But, yeah, when he played all 16 games, he had, you know, just short of 100 catches and right around 1,000 yards.
But that is 5 years ago now.
Yeah, for sure.
When he made his only Pro Bowl in 2014. Now, since then, he missed a game in 15. He missed a start in 15. He missed three games the following year and a game the next year, and he missed seven games last year. Now, that gives you cause to wonder if this is an aging player who is going to continue to be hurt, Mike.
But right.
Isn't he going to be cheap?
He's going to be cheap, and if healthy, I do think he's a weapon, but big if. And you can't count on him at least last year.
Yeah, six starts last year for Green Bay. And part of a Green Bay season that went south very quickly. Now, he has been a good player. He has been a good return man at times, which is also a need the Cowboys have with Cole Beasley gone. But Cobb is visiting the Cowboys today. I would think this is a one-year deal with an option type. How about you?
Yeah, I agree.
And doesn't that fit what the Cowboys are trying to do right now?
Absolutely.
Fill in roles in a this-year-go-for-it mentality. Now, he would be another low-price, depth veteran added to the roster. Something the Cowboys have shopped for a lot lately. And, by the way, continue to shop a lot lately in that area. Adding the defensive lineman Covington the other day for depth in the defensive line. And Cobb would certainly match with that type of player. Now, how you improve your team is interesting. I would suggest to you that maybe the team that uses every available weapon to improve their team may well best fit the Patriots. How about you?
I mean, pick your angle and you can hold the Patriots up as probably the best at it in the NFL. But, I mean, they win the off seasons as much as they do win the regular seasons and then the playoffs, which is super impressive. Let me credit my brother Cash for bringing this sort of to my attention on Saturday on our popular weekend show, the Circus Roy Show. Thank you for listening. Noon to 2 every Saturday.
On
the ticket.
1310
yes,
and 96.7 FM
indeed.
Ticket. Yes.
So the best run the Cowboys ever went on was fueled by the decision in 1989 to trade the best player on the team for a buttload of draft picks. Pretty simple. It's actually 30 years since the Herschel Walker trade, and I kind of ended up doing a little bit of a deep dive on it yesterday, and one of the first pieces of literature I saw cited was a book called Greatest Team Ever.
Oh, I know that book.
You do? Have you seen that book?
The photographs in it by Ron St. Angelo are spectacular.
Yeah.
The writing,
Well, a lot of that happened and covered a lot of the Herschel Walker trade, that decision.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Cowboys gave us our greatest few years because of that trade, basically. That's how they did it. They traded a great player who was still good for draft picks, for the potential of drafting younger players. And you'd think that's a philosophy that they'd remember, works. I can't believe how rarely they do that same thing these days.
Well, stop right there, because Mike and Cash did the research here. But there are all sorts of ways to improve your team. The most glittering one, the one that gets all the attention, is free agency.
Right.
Then the second one is the draft. But the other means, that is, ooh, look, this team is down on that guy. Let's give a pick for him. Or, wait a minute, we could move this guy. Some other teams are interested in this guy. We could move this guy.
But it's the power and bravery to do it with players that are still at their peak or, God forbid, reaching their peak. I mean, the Giants did it with OBJ. And they get a first and a third round pick. That's a big decision. Maybe the best receiver in football. They had the courage to do it. I mean, Antonio Brown, Steelers got a third and a fifth. Michael Bennett's still a good player, went to New England for a fifth. Hell, Tannehill earned the Dolphins a fourth and a seventh, which is something.
Well, and a couple of years ago, everybody was stunned when New England, during the season, a season they'd hoped to end in a Super Bowl run, took their starting middle linebacker, Jamie Collins, and traded him off to Cleveland.
Yep. They're not scared to do it.
No.
Good teams are not scared to do it. So when was the last time the Cowboys have traded a player for a good draft pick?
A significant player? This is a player we'd know.
Well, there's two sides of it, but no. Any player for a draft pick.
So, wait a minute. You're saying it's been years since they traded...
I'm going to give you the numbers. So the Cowboys, in the last 20 years, the Cowboys have made 76 trades. 10 trades of those 76 gave up a player for picks.
Just for picks?
Yes.
A pick or picks?
Right, which is, again, what all these teams are doing last week, this week. I mean, this is the news we keep getting. They're stockpiling picks. 10 times we've traded a player for picks, and it's yielded 9 picks in 20 years. Listen to how impressive those 9 picks are that we've traded, again, flesh and blood, a player for. We got 1 fourth rounder. We got 6 seventh rounders.
Ooh.
1 undisclosed and 1 conditional pick. That's the haul in 20 years of trading players. We got more than that in the Herschel Walker deal.
Oh, yeah.
One deal. And they were all first and seconds and thirds.
Now, to be fair, the Herschel Walker deal was a different era.
Agreed.
There was no free agents.
And
that.
It's the most insane, you know,
yes,
trade to hold any other trade up against. I get it.
Okay, so who's the last time we traded a player for a pick?
It's been 8 years since the Cowboys made a trade of any kind, giving up a player and receiving a pick back. And that was September of 2010 when the Cowboys traded Patrick Creighton to the Chargers for a 2010 seventh round pick.
Oh.
So that's almost insignificant. And if you want a good pick, the best that you can possibly find is 11 years ago when the Cowboys got a fourth rounder back when they traded Akin Adell and Anthony Fasano to the Dolphins for a fourth round pick. That they subsequently traded, actually.
Yes.
But,
well, and we must remember, Fasano was a second-round pick when he got here. So
that's a kind of a downgrade, too. Now, you bring up the Patriots. The research is only for the last 8 years, okay?
Okay, so it's eight years since the Cowboys made any trade we'd recognize.
Exactly.
The Creighton deal.
No, any trade, period.
Period.
Of us trading a player for a pick back.
Okay.
To believe, have faith in your system, your front office to, you know, acquire picks, get young players, stockpile your team. The Patriots, just in the last 8 years, have 10 trades, which brought them back 11 draft picks. And they're not a 1 fourth rounder and a bunch of sevenths, which, again, is what the Cowboys brought back. Listen to what the Patriots have restockpiled themselves with just in the last 8 years compared to 20 years for the Cowboys. A first, 2 seconds, 2 thirds, 2 fourths, a sixth, and 3 sevenths. That's in the last 8 years. Their philosophy is to believe in themselves, trade players that are still serviceable or good, trade them for a lot of draft picks, and replenish themselves from within on the cheapest way possible, and they rack up titles doing it.
Mike, I can hear people saying, gee, well, that's nice, but is that really that much of 1, 2 twos, 2 threes, 2 fours, a 6 and 3 sevens? Ah! We've got to add another part of the Patriots' philosophy to that. When they don't re-sign their own, they will then gain compensatory picks. And the Patriots have a bunch of those over the years. So if you combine this philosophy of trading some players, now the Cowboys will occasionally get some comp picks also, but the Patriots are just flush with comp picks. They're going to get many more again this year. Because away went Trent Brown, you know, away went Trey Flowers from their team.
And Trent Brown got a massive deal,
yes,
which means that compensatory pick is a high pick.
Exactly right. Trey Flowers got a wonderful deal.
Another high,
they're
going to
get another
pick.
Very high pick. I'm just going to assume here that those two each might bring a 3 in return.
Yes.
In next year's draft. And it's not that the Patriots draft wonderfully. By the way, Jimmy was a good but not great drafter. But when you have 11 picks, Mike, or 12 picks.
Yeah, your hit rate.
Right. If you hit on 7 of them, people think great draft.
And when one of them's Emmitt Smith.
Exactly right.
That's one of the only that you're going to remember for many years.
Well, this is interesting because there are lots of different ways to improve the overall assets of your football team.
Right. And which one do the Cowboys use? Because they don't use, at least for the last few years, free agency.
They don't use primo free agency at all.
They don't use restockpiling their draft picks by trading players for draft picks, as just illustrated. So what system do they use?
Well,
trying to get deals, trying to get cheap, short deals in free agency.
For depth players.
And then, you know, hanging on to the draft picks, using them wisely, which they have done pretty well the last few years, which makes me believe that if you added more draft picks, it'd be far more likely that you'd succeed with them versus short-term free agent acquisitions.
It just feels like a scramble every year is what it feels
but
like.
But it's like you
anything.
Need a philosophy,
course,
and the Patriots
absolutely.
Have one, and we all look at the Patriots like this mystery team, like how do they do it? And Ernie Adams is on the flashing phone, and Bill Belichick, he won't say anything he wants. But this stuff is on paper for all of us to see. Their offseason acquisitions can't be hidden. They're right there. And that's one of the things they definitely do is not live with the fear of trading a player that is good for them, that is serviceable for them, but one that they know they don't want to pay in a year or two, and one that they can turn into lots and lots of draft picks. They're doing it right in front of our face, and the Cowboys are scared to do it.
Well, the Cowboys are scared in certain areas. They don't use certain areas. I will fully give you that. The Cowboys have, to some degree, changed an approach. Brandon Carver's a good player. He was not a $50 million player here. And I think the Cowboys now are properly scared of free agency. Free agency can be a bare leg dangled outside of a tent, basically. You get inside and you go, oh, wait a minute, we got sucked in by this. Well, but there is unquestioned avenues to betterment that the club does not like to use. And it's unfair to compare anybody to the Patriots. Anybody. Because of their success rate. But you know what? The Cowboys have fallen in love with their own players. And we're now giving substantial contracts to keep them long term. Note that the Patriots do not do that. And is the breaking point coming next year, Mike, when we'll be tight to the cap and suddenly Byron Jones is free?
Mm-hmm.
Lyle Collins is free? Things like that are happening.
Can I ask you, because we got in an argument about Zeke Elliott, and he's a perfect example of who I think if you switched helmets with the Patriots, that'd be someone who they are not going to re-sign and they might turn into a ton of draft equity. But I wonder what a ton means. So hypothetically, if the Cowboys were going to trade Zeke Elliott, what do you think they could get in return now and I suppose after next season?
I don't think they'd move anything this season. Anything at all. I think this is a go for it season.
No, I don't mean.
But after that, yes.
I don't mean the likelihood that they would do it. I'm saying value wise, what if they decided today to trade Zeke Elliott, what do you think they'd get in return?
Well, that's why I'm saying with that answer, I was saying after next year is when.
Okay.
If we discuss that. 1-4
I would love that.
1-4
That's a lot.
Now, that's a really wonderful player going away. And it scares you to do that. Mike, I think the reason why many, many, many more teams do exactly what you're saying, don't do exactly what you're saying, is it scares them, Mike. It scares the water out
of
them.
But that's why it's... You got to be brave and get rid of people. That's why the Patriots are cold-blooded. They are willing to do what other teams aren't. They're the Kaiser Soze of the NFL. The Cowboys, with this family-owned thing, fall in love with their players. They want to do right by their players. And I get it. That's nice in happy land. But we're trying to win football games.
And
be cold-blooded.
And then there are teams that confuse you. the Raiders send away young stars and then pay as much or more in the free agent market the next year. And that confuses
I love the Cowboys not throwing duffel bags of money at free agents. I love that new thing. I love them relying on the decisions they make in the draft. But I would also like them to have more decisions to make in the draft via trading players, sometimes difficult players to trade, at their peak to restock the shelves and just load up every draft. And I think that's the quickest A to B to get the Cowboys back to where we all want them.
A regular emailer said this morning, can the Cowboys any way find a way to keep Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, Amari Cooper, and D-Law all with contracts? And I said, sure they can. But the flip side of that is, can they then keep Byron Jones? Can they then keep Lyle Collins? Mm-hmm. And because to us, every dollar you spend when you're up against the cap eventually means you squeeze someplace else.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
And the Cowboys won't trade away people. For instance, I ask you this question. You asked about Zeke. I'll do this. We'll finish the second with this. Would somebody like Lyle Collins? You just signed Cameron Fleming, who could play right tackle. Collins has 1 year left at $9.8 million. Somebody like him? What would they give for him? I'm not advocating trading him. I'm just off of your research asking, hey.
You can't keep them all.
No.
And if you can turn them into something valuable, I suggest they start doing it.